This goes to Dr. Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Charles Smaltz. It's S-M like Mary, A-L-T-Z. Date of birth is 12-3 of 1939. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smaltz with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and anemia. His last visit was November 10th of 2025. He had an unusually high creatinine level in April of this year of 2.18, and he had been taking torsemide 20 milligram daily at that point, and that has subsequently been stopped. So when the level was rechecked on May 8th, 26, that was back down to 1.89. It was a estimated GFR of 34. So that did improve after the torsemide was stopped. He does see cardiology after he had a heart attack and because of the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation history, and he will be seeing Dr. Akkad, it's A-K-K-A-D, for further evaluation of his chronic anemia. He also has some moderately low iron levels, all within the normal range, but still low normal. And when we did a med review during this visit, he had been on pantoprazole for about the last 2 years, and that was started probably in the hospital while he was hospitalized and critically ill with his heart attack. He has no heartburn symptoms, does not remember ever having an ulcer, so at this point we're going to ask him to hold that. In reviewing the anemia labs, it was also noted he had very high B12 and folic acid levels, and he's been taking vitamin B12, 5,000 microgram every day. So we're also going to have him hold that. He states that his blood sugars are well controlled, and he has actually lost about 9 pounds since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no peripheral edema. He has minimal dyspnea on exertion, that is stable, and none at rest. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, bisoprolol is 10 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily. Also, metformin is 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Spironolactone is 25 milligrams. He takes a half tablet once a day. And magnesium, Humalog regular insulin with each meal, and Lantus is 42 units in the evening. Also, Lipitor, low-dose aspirin. Physical exam, weight 208 pounds. Pulse is 66. Blood pressure is 142 over 70, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done May 8th, 2026. And creatinine was back to baseline at 1.89. Calcium is 9.7, sodium is 136, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 18, iron was 92, iron saturation percentage was 28, ferritin is 23, retic count is slightly elevated, 21, the vitamin B12 greater than 1,000, folic acid 14.7, and the slide was sent to pathology for review because of the chronic anemia. This hemoglobin was 10.4, the previous level was 10.3. Normal white count, platelets 146,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. I do want him to start checking labs monthly due to the recent increase in creatinine and the drop of GFR to 27. We may have to hold the metformin if that happens again, since that must be held when the GFR is less than 30. At this point, being that it's 33, we will allow him to continue metformin. That is helping his blood sugar. 2, hypertension, currently near to goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, anemia of chronic disease, being referred to Dr. Akkad. And as previously mentioned, we're going to stop the pantoprazole. If he does develop heartburn or nausea, Pepcid would be an excellent replacement. And that would be 20 milligram 1 to 2 daily as needed. We know that's a bit safer for kidneys. And we're also going to ask him to hold the oral vitamin B12 due to the very high level of B12 that was noted on the most recent labs. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.